sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. This is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio. This is indeed Jonathan Wright and Dr. Wright, coordinator of Vista Michigan, and also Bastyr University. Well, folks, I'm very sorry, but politics is getting messed up with our health once again. Now, I know that's not what listeners to Green Medicine are primarily listening about or what they want to hear. However, what follows is definitely relevant to everyone's future health, so please tolerate this and perhaps communicate with your two U.S. senators and U.S. representative. Yep, that's quick and easy to do. We'll mention how to after this rant here. It can all be done online. Putting an end to the following healthcare freedom trampling action by Los Federales, reported by multiple sources, including Newsweek magazine online. Now, here's quotes from one of the first reports about this ridiculous event. Here was the headline. FBI raids Detroit area medical facility for using intravenous vitamin C to treat COVID-19 patients. Despite vitamin C being used widely as a treatment for coronavirus in hospitals throughout the world. Now, here we go with the first and following sentences of the report. That was just a headline. The FBI on Thursday, that's a couple of Thursdays ago, raided a Detroit area medical facility for reportedly treating non-hospitalized coronavirus patients with intravenous vitamin C, which the FBI appears to be claiming is a fraudulent treatment. Allure Medical Spa, which is owned by Dr. Charles Mock, had been giving out vitamin C intravenously for free. Yes, they were doing that for, quote, first responders, unquote, before the FBI came in and aggressively shut him down and talk about aggressively. We'll get there. Now, there's this website called Click on Detroit. What do they have to say? Macomb County business raided by the FBI over possible COVID-19 treatments. FBI agents went into the building wearing full protective gear. Oy vey. Full protective gear, guns included. Why can't our FBI agents wear face masks and do social distancing like the rest of us? Huh. Sources claim the raid is because Allure has been allegedly performing treatments for COVID-19 patients without an approved treatment. On April 18, Allure's Facebook page had a post that said, at Allure Medical, we have been using intravenous vitamin C therapy to treat COVID-19 in non-hospitalized patients with great results. Uh-huh. Expect they were lying, right? That post, as well as a post on Allure Medical's official website on vitamin C treatments, has been taken down. After talking to staff members off camera, and that's not me, that's Click on Detroit, some believe this is a misunderstanding. They claim that vitamin C is meant to help prevent or shorten the duration of the infection. Now, listeners to Green Medicine Radio know that the overwhelming majority of living animal, bird, fish, and other species present on planet Earth internally synthesize large quantities of ascorbate, which only humans term vitamin C. They do that in response to any infection at all, viral, bacterial, or whatever. So, why not copy nature? Certainly can't hurt anything. No animal ever dropped dead from internal synthesis of vitamin C, and no human being has ever dropped dead from intravenous vitamin C. Dr. Charles Mock, who owns Allure Medical Spa, did a Facebook Live video about giving an IV vitamin C treatment for free to a Detroit police officer. In the video, Mock said, what I'm finding in practice, I treat a lot of COVID patients, COVID patients, is that if we catch people early, get them on intravenous vitamin C, they turn around really fast. Well, you know what? That was reported by that doctor in New York Hospital that used microdose vitamin C for folks, too. Huh, funny thing, he didn't get raided by the FBI. While it may not be a cure, vitamin C is being used widely as a treatment for coronavirus in hospitals throughout the world. This is still from Click on Detroit. And has been shown to be effective in patients with sepsis and severe acute respiratory failure in fast studies. And if you're a listener to Green Medicine, you know that it was shown to actually reverse halfway paralyzed children, halfway paralyzed with polio, and reversed 100% totally by Dr. Frederick Klenner in which year? The 1940s? Now, Fox 2 Detroit, which is a radio station there, parroted the line fed to them by the FBI, claiming vitamin C is a fake treatment, and quoted FBI spokesperson, can't be a woman, can she, Mara Schneider, saying that the clinic was accused of providing fraudulent treatments for COVID-19. Excuse me? And that also allegedly did not observe proper protocols. Fox 2 Detroit said a doctor at the facility told them that Dr. Mock is ahead of the curve in this type of treatment. Actually, we're all about, though, what is it now, 80 years behind Dr. Klenner, but that's another story. He's ahead of the curve in this type of treatment and has always put the patient's health first, often treating them for free. Vitamin C infusion is a common practice in the United States because it boosts the immune system, the doctor said. I've gone there for several years and always found them to be welcoming and helpful and informative, one of their patients told Fox 2 Detroit. Now, also according to Fox 2 Detroit, the FBI said that no one is in custody, no arrests were made. Now, it's my comment, so why was an armed raid necessary? But they did say this was an ongoing investigation, Fox 2 Detroit reported. Now, the ongoing investigation just mentioned should start with FBI and its agents reading the Declaration of Independence. That's where the ongoing investigation should start. We all know this, but specifically these words. Certain inalienable rights, among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wouldn't you agree that trying to attain health and stay healthy in any way we want, if no one else is harmed in any way, is definitely within the definition of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? Yes, it is. This FDI action proves what so many have observed for decades. These United States of America are a health care police state. I'm not kidding. These United States of America are a health care police state. Everything we do for our health must be, quote, approved, unquote, by the federal government. Where's that in the Constitution? Let's all please go online to anh-usa.org, that's anh-usa.org, to protest what has happened to the price and availability of intravenous vitamin C. You'll be amazed to see what's happened. It's been granted a monopoly to make this stuff, I'm sure for a whole bunch of bucks, but guess which administration. Yeah, you'll find that online at anh-usa.org. Now, but despite the now elevated price by a monopoly situation, Dr. Mock was giving it away for free. Now, I am also hoping that anh-usa.org will make it equally possible and easy to protest the medical police state which this FBI raid has once again proven to exist. Can't give somebody vitamin C IV without getting raided by the FBI? Good grief. That's a police state if I ever heard of one. I'm sorry. I get excited about this kind of stuff. They have absolutely no business raiding a doctor's office for giving vitamin C treatment. Now, let's get back to Green Medicine. I'm sorry for the rant and rave. After the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Our phone numbers, which are actually KTTH's phone numbers, are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. So, thank you very much to volunteer webmaster John DeBlaiso, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years. Consider and now to George Saxton. Consider visiting greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems?
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay, I guess I'm here. And so are Bruce Needy on the line there. Thank you very much for calling so we can chat together. I am, however, before then going to give out the old call-in or call-out numbers, depending on your point of view, because I don't think I can carry on for the rest of the program all by myself after Bruce and Edie, although I could give it a try if I have to. So anyway, I should shut up now and listen to Bruce. Oh, no, I didn't give out the call-out numbers. My mistake. I do make mistakes now and again, or maybe more often than now again. Just ask my wife. Anyway, those numbers are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770. Okay, now it's time for me to shut up and listen to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. Wanted to thank you once again for the service you provide for everybody. I recently had a series of tests. And I was wondering, on the thyroid, my TSH kind of keeps climbing. The free T4 was 0.8, which is bottom normal, and that 3 months later took a jump to 1.0.
A little bit of a jump anyway.
Yeah, little. The free T3 was 2.7, which is not quite midway normal. But the TSH, which used to be normal, was 7.14, and that actually climbed to 8.51. I'm on levothyroxine because they kept jacking up the price of the Armour thyroid. I may go back that at some point. But anyway, I was just wondering if you had any kind of an idea as to what might be going on that would cause the TSH, which, as I say, used to be normal, to keep climbing like that when the free T4 and free T3 are holding at least close to a normal range.
Okay, sir. Well, you probably, since you study on this, are well aware of this, but I am going to repeat it for everybody else, and that is the feedback. The feedback path here is between the TSH and the free T4. Got nothing to do with the free T3. That doesn't really communicate with the pituitary gland like the free T4 does. Now, the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, as most people know, is released by that pituitary gland, and it wanders on down to the thyroid gland and says, hey, I'm going to push you this hard to put out the right amount of T4 for this body here. And if the thyroid gland isn't pushing out the right amount of T4 for this body here, why, the pituitary pushes harder with more TSH. It just, if it doesn't feed back to what the pituitary wants, it pushes harder. So the TSH is up around 7, which I believe you said, which is higher than it should be. And where, again, did you say that free T4 was? Because it's the free fraction that does the communication, not the total T4. You said the free T4 was where?
Well, on March 5th, it was 0.8, which is rock bottom in the normal range, and that took a little bit of a jump up to 1.0 in April.
What's the top of the range, sir?
1.5.
Okay. Well, as you can see, you haven't reached the top of the range, and so it would appear that your pituitary gland would like you to get closer to the top of the range, so it's pushing a little harder, sir.
Okay. So would going back to Armour thyroid help that? Or, because right now I'm on, I think, 190 mics of levothyroxine.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to Armour and thyroid might help that. I can't tell you for sure, though, sir. And the reason for that is that, of course, when it's Armour thyroid, or you've probably heard of Nature Thyroid and West Thyroid and various other thyroids that are entirely natural, and they usually come from sheep raised in New Zealand where they don't have too many chemicals around. Anyway, those contain both the T4 and the T3 in the proportions that are usually found in animal, and oddly enough, it comes really close to human bodies too. Now, when you're just taking one of the two thyroids, and as you know, levothyroxine is not both free T4 and free T3, no way.
Right.
Pituitary gland is going to react a little harder if it doesn't think there is sufficient of the free T4, and apparently it doesn't think so, sir. I know pituitary glands don't think, but I think you know what I mean.
Okay, now you said Nature Thyroid.
Yes, there's a Nature Thyroid and a WES Thyroid, although I did hear a rumor a couple months back that that one might be discontinued, but the Nature Thyroid's still out there.
And are those prescription or?
Oh, well, of course. We can't be trusted to just go buy a thyroid on our own. They must be prescription.
Okay. All right. Okay. All righty. Well, another quick question was my total cholesterol runs 294 all the time.
Now, okay.
I'm 70 years old. I've never had a stroke or a heart attack or anything even close. The triglycerides are fairly low, The last was 84. Previous was 120. LDL runs kind of high, 231 and 237. And I was just wondering, my physician keeps bugging me about the statin drugs. I mean, every time I go in, you know, I get hammered about statin drugs. Well,
yes, sir.
I was wondering, is there a test like a CAC, like a coronary artery calcium, that would once and for all put to bed any rumor that I'm about ready to stroke out or have a heart attack in the next week or two? I'm just tired of getting hammered all the time about statin drugs. And
well, two things, sir. Two things. Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely got some things for you to think about. Number one, on the subject of statins, what the statin manufacturers have very successfully done is remove from just about anywhere any evidence of all the research that was done from the 1940s through the 1980s showing that the essential mineral vanadium regulates cholesterol synthesis. And if a person doesn't have enough vanadium, their body's actually going to make more cholesterol. And if a person has enough vanadium, the cholesterol is going to drop back into the usual range. Now, should you feel like it, you can buy vanadium in any health food store. It's an essential mineral. There have not been any reports of overdoses until one gets to literally dozens and dozens of milligrams. Stores know that, and so the stuff is available in the store. It says 7.5 milligrams. You read the fine print on the label, and it says, oops, this is 1 or 2 milligrams of vanadium, and the rest is a sulfate carrier. It's sold under the name of Vanadil Sulfate. Outfit that sells it is called Douglas Laboratories. It's at the Toma Dispensary. It's in your local health food store. It's probably in your compounding pharmacy, too. But you see, if an FDA agent goes into compound pharmacy and says, what's this for, and the compounding pharmacy tells them, they could be arrested. I did tell you this is a medical police state, and I'm not kidding. They could be arrested for making a claim that hadn't been approved by FDA. But the fact that it does it, sir, namely, regulates cholesterol synthesis, there are multiple publications on that. And somehow the statin people just managed to cover that all up, and it's not taught in medical school or anything else. And you're going to look up vanadium, and it's an essential mineral, blah, blah, blah. Now, let's see here. Time for me to shut up yet. I better shut up. Nope, not quite yet. Okay. Next thing, sir, is I'm sure you've heard me carry on about the absolutely true fact that regular blood donation cuts the risk of heart attack and stroke by, according to the American study, 45%, and never got close to that. And according to a Finnish study, 88% just donating blood on a regular basis. Oh my goodness, how does that work? It reduces the thickness of the blood when we donate it. And what truly causes the cholesterol accumulation is not at all just like cholesterol likes to stick to arteries. No way. What causes cholesterol inflammation is that thick blood causes inflammation at the branch points of arteries. We got this thick blood that's whamming up into a branch point, and right where it whams into gets inflamed. And the body doesn't like that inflammation just sitting there all the time. So all our bodies can do is take some cholesterol of the blood and paste it over the inflammation, just like plaster for a damaged wall. And so if we continue, particularly us guys who don't have menstrual periods, that's why guys have heart attacks much younger than women do, by the way. Particularly us guys who don't have menstrual periods, our blood is always thick unless we donate the stuff. And regular blood donation was shown to cut heart attack risk and stroke by that much, 45% American study, 88% Finnish study. And they never teach the doctors that in medical school because you cannot pay somebody $2.6 billion for approval of blood donation, can you? Uh-uh. All the blood banks would just come scream. So anyway, sir, there's vanadium, there's blood donation. Never mind statins.
Excellent. Okay. I am trying to get back to donating blood. I did that for years, every 2 months approximately, and something flipped, something happened, and my hematocrit fell fairly low. And so I called Dr. Krista Hinchcliffe on your Green Medicine program a couple months ago, and she recommended iron bisglycinate, which I'm taking So I'm slowly building things back up, and I'll get back to blood donation. But I appreciate you reminding me of that. So I thank very much once again for all your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I got to ask you one other thing. How old are you, sir? I'm sorry, but I got to ask.
Okay.
You're how old?
70.
Okay, sir. According to the Mayo Clinic, in 1932, in a study of 3,700 people, by the time we get to be 70, our odds of having less than optimal stomach acid are over 50% into the 60%. I am not kidding you, sir. That's just something that happens with time, just like testosterone goes down and women quit having their ovaries work and so forth. But the stomach is not taught in medical school as the Mayo Clinic taught us all in 1932. It also just kind of wears out with time. And, sir, when you told me iron, well, good grief, we have to have iron to digest the iron. I'm sorry, we have to have stomach acid to digest the iron out of the food we have. And when the hematocrit drops like that, sir, particularly for a person who's over 60, it almost always means their stomach acid is starting to go and they can't separate the minerals from the organic matrix that they were in. So I'd check with a naturopathic doctor about that, sir, and find out if you do or don't have a stomach acid problem, because, as the Mayo Clinic said, if we have a stomach acid problem and we don't fix it, we're going to die sooner from malnutrition. I'm not kidding. That's what they said. They put it in Scientese, but that's what they said.
Excellent. Well, we see Dr. Sherman, both of us, so we'll run that past him.
Yeah, please do. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so, oh, yes, it's 3 or 4 minutes before the next break here. So what I should do is listen to Edie, and then I know Jennifer's waiting too. And even if I don't get the question answered, at least I'll know what I'm supposed to answer about after the break. Hi, Edie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. My mother, who is 76, was diagnosed with endometrial cancer of the uterus and just had a complete hysterectomy in March to remove the cancerous uterus.
Yep.
And then in April, she had a PET scan that showed there was no cancer anywhere in her body.
Yay.
However, the oncologist wants her to do 6 sessions of chemotherapy anyway because she says there's a 70% chance the cancer will come back if she doesn't have the chemo. So I'm wondering, is there a natural alternative or would you advise her to do the chemo?
Ma'am, the best person to be asking about this natural alternative is Dr. Davis Lampson, L-A-M-S-O-N, he's one of our Tomo Clinic physicians. He was for years professor of oncology, which is cancer, at Bastyr University. He retired from being a professor, but he still works with patients. And he says, hey, I'll just talk to people about all the ways they can go. They can go chemotherapy, they can go all natural, or they can go halfway in between. He says, that's up to the person. I will just lay out what the alternatives are, and then the person gets to ask questions and choose.
Well, great. Okay, Dr. Davis Lampson?
L-A-M-S-O-N.
L-A-M-S-O-N. Lampson. Okay,
yes,
great.
Ma'am.
We'll give him a call then. Thank you.
You're welcome. And he knows his stuff, no question about it. He's been doing it for years. Okay, well, I better shut up here and let the break go on. I think we're getting pretty close to it anyway. And then we'll get back to Jennifer and Candace. But before I shut up, yes, I am going to give those call-in, or maybe they're call-out numbers if you're calling out from home, just simply because after Jennifer and Candace, you don't want to listen to me carrying on and on and on. So call 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, or 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770. And now it's time for me to shut up.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. T T-Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder. The formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer, and every time you're outside, go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, thanks to Jennifer and Candace for hanging in there through the break. And keep in mind, everybody, unless you want to listen to me carry on and on, call those numbers I gave before, but I won't do it again because I should listen to Jennifer first and then Candace. And then if nobody's calling in, I'll give the numbers out again and hope somebody does. Otherwise, like I say, I'll have to carry on and on. And that might not be something you'd want to listen to if it weren't a topic that you didn't ask about. Anyway, time for me to shut up and listen to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'll start by echoing your recommendation to call Dr. Lamson. My daughter in her early 20s had liver failure, and many doctors wouldn't even see her. They said, oh, she's too sick. She'll probably need a transplant. And Dr. Lamson was absolutely so caring and so effective and totally brought her back to life. So I have immense respect for him, as does she. And he used a lot of the things you're talking about. I mean, it's IV really made a big difference for her, and we looked at nutrient absorption and amino acids to give her the building blocks to rebuild her liver and all those things. So I just want to reinforce that I think he's a miracle worker.
Well, thank you so much for letting us all know. He very, very definitely knows what he's doing and does a good job at it. Thank you.
So I'm calling about a different topic, and the topic is fibromyalgia. It's not for me. I am actually studying to be an herbalist, and I'm working with a number of people, and I've given them some teas that I've made with things like Devil's Club and nettles that have helped some people, but I just wondered what kind of approach you would take with a condition like that. And I've also heard for some of them that when they've gone on the medications like Cymbalta and try to go off it, it's an absolute nightmare. So I just wonder what you know about that condition and how to work with people.
Well, there are a number of research reports, and I don't think any of them are totally double-blind, placebo-controlled, and so forth. But particularly since the treatments really can't hurt anything, except for one of them if we're not terribly careful, I'll just go through some of what those may be. Now, okay. One of them, oddly enough, was the mineral lithium. Now, these were, standard medical people, so they use giant doses of lithium. Lithium is used in regular medicine, comes in a 300 milligram size, and one's usually advised to take, oh my goodness, at least three or four of those a day, gets us to 600 to 1200 milligrams. And that's what they did, but these are case reports again, not double blind, but they reported several cases where the symptoms were simply gone while the people were using after a couple, 3 weeks of using the lithium, and then they tapered it down. Now, one of the things I learned from a doc over in England long ago was that lithium toxicity can be prevented. I'm not kidding you. I'll give you a description of how that has worked in my particular experience. Can be prevented with nothing more than essential fatty acids. Let's see, fish oil, flax oil, that kind of thing. So, a couple of decades ago, there's a psychiatrist in our community who actually believed somewhat in natural medicine, and he had a person with bipolar disease, which is what this amount of lithium is usually used for. He had a person with bipolar disease who had her bipolar disease completely controlled with lithium, but she was starting to get the adverse effects of too much lithium. And so he referred her over to our office, and I remembered what I'd learned over in the UK. So I had her use a tablespoon of fish oil in the morning and a tablespoon of flax oil in the evening, and her symptoms of lithium overdose faded within a week and a half to 2 weeks, and she could continue on the high-dose lithium, continue on it, and still have it control her bipolar. So there is something one can do, and I should mention while I'm at it that any time we use a relatively large dose of essential fatty acids, it's not an overdose, but it's relatively large, a couple tablespoons a day, we always want to throw in a vitamin E capsule if it's going to continue for a long time, because the essential fatty acids can cause a problem to cells that's technically known as lipid peroxidation. Now, that process takes months and months and months to even start happening, and it doesn't manifest for years. But vitamin E protects against that completely. So along with your essential fatty acids, a single vitamin E capsule is enough. Now, could one get by with less lithium and get the job done? Well, as you probably know, in all the natural food stores, they've now got 5, 10, and 20 milligram capsules. And you may or may not know that researchers tell us that the stuff doesn't even start to get toxic until we reach 40 to 50 milligrams a day, 40 to 50. So anyway, one could give it a try at a lower dose if it didn't work at a lower dose, and I'd be very likely suggesting the 20 milligram, which is half of 40, but it's the biggest they have in the stores. If it didn't work after a while, you haven't hurt anything, and it does other good stuff in our bodies, too. You probably know that lithium helps us all grow new brain cells. I like that. And lithium blocks every step on the way to Alzheimer's disease. I like that, too. So even at those low doses, it helps to do that. So that's one possible thing. But if one did have to go to the 600 to 1200 milligram daily, I would be definitely, definitely, definitely working with a physician who can prescribe lithium, which is both MDs and NDs. I'd definitely be working with them. To see if that's what we want to do. Now, there's some other alternatives too, ma'am. Oddly enough, for some people, food allergies are what's causing the problem. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. So if she's an allergic person, or if the family has allergic people in it, it certainly might be worth checking for food allergies, because if they are present, eliminating them is bound to do some good. Now, it may help or may not help the fibromyalgia, but it'll help something in that body, because the immune system is not having to fight something anymore. So that's another possibility. Okay, I'll give you two more, ma'am. I'm sorry, but who knows, maybe you want to consult with your physician who's naturally medicine inclined on these options. So if you do, sure. Go for it. Okay. Next one, This was the only one I know of that was double blind, but it had to do with something called acetyl L-carnitine. And they gave people a big old dose of 1,500 milligrams a day, but nobody ever got hurt with that, so I'm not worried about it. And after 10 weeks, the pain was a lot better and the depression was a lot better. And they did do that against the placebo, and it did better than the placebo. So then last thing, my colleague, Dr. Alan Gaby, who's written that terrific book called Nutritional Medicine, he found in his practice, and so this is, of course, not a controlled trial, that if you use the type of intravenous treatment called Myers cocktail, you can probably look that up online, although I've never done it, M-Y-E-R-S, that's an intravenous treatment. And he did that once a week for 4 weeks, and some people got complete relief and some people got partial relief, but there wasn't anybody that didn't help somewhat. So there you go, ma'am. There's some options.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I hope one of these things works for her. All right. Let's see. Oh, good. Larry's called us. And after I get done speaking to Candace, everybody won't have to listen to me carry on because Larry and I can discuss stuff. Let's see here. Where are we going? Oh, yes. I'm supposed to shut up and listen to Candace. Hi, Candace. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling because my husband has genetic high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and I was wondering what to do for that. The doctor, he has high blood pressure. He's pretty young, and we do normal things that would cause high blood pressure. He doesn't drink any alcohol. He doesn't drink any coffee. He does not smoke. He does not have any really caffeine, all those things. Oh, soda. He doesn't have any sodas, except once in a while. So I was wondering what you would suggest for blood pressure that's just genetically high. I mean, we don't add a lot of salt to our diet. We're pretty healthy eaters. So I was just wondering what you'd recommend for someone who has high blood pressure. The doctor's like, well, it's just genetic. And his dad's on 3 high blood pressure medications. His uncles are on blood pressure medication, you know, and we're really trying to avoid the blood pressure medication, but it looks like he's having to go that route right now, even pretty young. So I was wondering what you suggested for something like that.
Well, if you could possibly tell me, ma'am, how old was he when he first was told, oops, your blood pressure is going high? Was he a teenager? Was he younger than that, older than that?
No, it's only been in the past couple of years. His blood pressure used to be pretty good until probably the last couple of years. So
and he's how old
right
now?
Now he's 20, what?
He's how old now?
He's 29 right now. And it probably started happening when he was maybe like 26, 27, so only a couple of years ago. He used to, when he was a teenager and all that, it was fine, perfectly fine. And it's only within the last couple of years that it's really started to climb.
Okay. Well, I heard you that it runs in the family, and so that might make it harder to find a cause and a solution. But, okay, there are some things to be very careful about when we have high blood pressure. One of them, of course, is toxic metals. Now, he's not any kind of a metal worker, is he?
Nope.
Okay. And do you know if he has any exposure in any way?
To toxic metals? No.
Okay. And is there any type 2 diabetes in the family?
Unofficial. My mother-in-law thinks his uncle is, but he's not officially tested. But I do think some of them are either pre-diabetic or are diabetic. His mom says his sister is insulin resistant, so there is some of that I think some of his uncles have.
Okay, there, ma'am. Now there is a cause for high blood pressure, and that is not just having type 2 diabetes, but having the tendency toward type 2 diabetes. I mean, we can have all the things that go wrong in type 2 diabetes, namely an overactive insulin response. That's the major one. And then we develop insulin resistance. And all that can happen and not give us any symptoms. And that is a well-known cause of high blood pressure. And Well, I'd be recommending, at least one of the things I'd be recommending, is that he check with the physician and find out if he is pre-diabetic. Now, if you got a pencil handy, please write this down, okay? There's a test invented by Dr. Joseph Kraft, who actually, in Chicago, supervised a laboratory that by the time he wrote up his career, had done 30,000 of these tests. What this test is like a glucose tolerance test. In other words, you sit there and they draw your blood when you're fasting and check your sugar. But they also, according to Dr. Kraft, must check your insulin level. And then you get the amount of sugar and they draw your blood several times more, just like a glucose tolerance test. But once again, they're checking the glucose and the insulin because it's the high insulin that causes all the trouble. Okay. Now, so if you put down the first go to Meridian Valley Laboratory. .com.
Meridian. What's that called?
Online. It's Meridian, Meridian.
Okay.
Valley, Valley.
Okay.
Laboratory. It could be lab. It could be laboratory, one or the other. I don't know.
Close enough.
Okay. And then, once you get there, you can search around and you put in Kraft Prediabetes Test. K-R-A-F-T. K-R-A-F-T. Prediabetes test. And the point to it is you don't have to go to Meridian Valley Lab to read about it. You can just go online at Meridian Valley Lab and read all about that test. And I think you'll understand more than I can explain in this relatively brief time about how good that test is. I've used it on 18-year-olds. I'm not kidding you, ma'am, who had a family history of type 2 diabetes, and the family, and even though they weren't overweight, the family wanted to know, is this kid going in that direction? Because, of course, he was still at home, and they wanted to help him stay away from that as they could. And sure enough, in this particular kid's case, his insulin level was hyper-responsive to sugar. That's the characteristic of type 2 diabetes. Insulin level is hyper-responsive. And so I could tell him with a great deal of confidence, I'm sorry, young man, but yes, you are going to get type 2 diabetes if you don't do as your parents have been telling you about, namely, take precautions like stick with the paleo diet and do interval training exercise and all that, and you don't have to get the type 2 diabetes, but your Kraft prediabetes test says you will unless you take some measures now. So, sounds like that's the first place to look. It is such a common cause, this hyperinsulin signal in response to sugar, such a common cause of high blood pressure. That's why I asked that question first, and I'm sorry to hear that it is in the family, probably. But if it is, aha, there's a road to keeping him from getting there's a road to keeping him from having hypertension for the rest of his life, is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. We've actually been thinking about doing a whole grain. It's basically a vegan diet.
It's
a whole grain, plant-based diet. We've been thinking about starting one of those, about cutting all meat, cutting all dairy, cutting
ma'am,
all
that's
eggs.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's exactly the wrong way to go. Yes, it is. The type of diet that is best if you have prediabetes. So don't go there until you know if he has prediabetes or not.
Okay.
And don't get it there if you do. But the type of diet that's best if you do show an abnormality of the insulin signal with the Kraft prediabetes test is actually a paleo diet, which is what could cavemen eat. That's hunting, gathering, fishing, etc. It's not at all a vegetable diet, ma'am.
Okay, do you mind if I ask you just one more question?
Well, let me look at this clock over here. Uh-oh, you better do it fast.
I get vertigo due to stress. Can stress cause vertigo, I guess? I've had vertigo all day, and right now with two kids at home under this quarantine, I'm really stressed, and I have, neck issues. Could stress cause vertigo?
Yes, ma'am, because if a person's adrenals are a bit weak, and adrenals do get weak in women more than men, then stress will lead to vertigo. Yeah.
Are there any suggestions on how to stop that, I guess?
Well, there is a botanical remedy that frequently helps against dizziness. That's ginger and ginger root tea. So you might look at that, but I also would be aware of the adrenals, ma'am. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's time for me to shut up. I'm over time. My fault.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at meridianvalleylab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay, let's get straight back to the people who've been waiting patiently, Larry and Margaret, and go for it, Larry. What's on your mind?
I have several questions I'd like to ask, but I'll limit it to one big one. Years ago, I had hair analysis which showed a sky-high level of cadmium, and that was maybe 30 years ago, whenever I take zinc, even in small, moderate amounts, it just kind of lays me low. And I suspect that it's driving cadmium out of the bones. It takes 3 or 4 days and then before it just knocks me down. And you mentioned a provocative test for heavy metals with a 24-hour urine. And I'm wondering when I could get in and have Dr. Lamson order that test in your Tahoma clinic?
Hopefully fairly soon, because it does require an intravenous drip of some material that rarely bothers anybody itself. The material is called EDTA and DMPS, and those are called chelating agents. I've taken that test, so as my wife, a lot of people have, and hardly anybody ever gets bothered by it. And then after that's dripped in, which takes close to an hour, sometimes a little less, person collects all the urine for 6 hours, and then that's sent off to the lab, because in those 6 hours we can get a really good collection, we can get a really, really good idea of the absolute amount of each of the toxic metals that's coming out. And also, one thing that's very important to know is some of the normal metals come out too. So if that chelation trial, as it's called, shows the chelation is called for, then the chelation is alternated with IVs that put back in the good minerals to get taken out by chelation. So now, as far as when we can do that, right now we're kind of finishing up on the good old coronavirus thingy, and so the IVs are not, the IV room isn't as open as it should be. There's all the closing stuff, but we expect that to be hopefully over if our governor, unquote, quote unquote, if gets around to letting people travel more and so forth. We've been open the whole time, but it's just there's just not that many folks coming in because of those orders. So that's why we've shorten the hours that we're doing things in, because not that many people are coming in. But anyway, why don't you give them a call? And that is the front desk, and they will tell you when they think that's going to reopen. I'd be very surprised if it's going to be any more than another 2-3 weeks, sir.
I think the, some of these governors have lost the consent of the governed.
Well, a lot of people agree with you. They go to Olympia, and they're demonstrating in Michigan and Texas and everywhere, sir.
Right. Can you think of any other thing that might cause me to be reactive to zinc? When I, it wasn't.
I know, sir, but oddly enough, and I'd say your thought about what's doing it is probably correct, but oddly enough, it is possible to be allergic to anything in the world, including natural minerals that belong in us, and I have worked with many more than one people who were so surprised to find out that they were hypersensitive, for example, to vitamin C, or hypersensitive to, of all things, their own natural neurotransmitters in the brain. That happens particularly in hyperactive children, by the way.
Okay, the number one thing then is to call your clinic and get in line for when you open up again.
And yes, sir.
I'll let you get to the next caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your kindness, sir, and we'll be on this program next week, too. Call us back, sir. Okay, Margaret, what's on your mind, ma'am?
I have a friend who has post-polio, and I'm wondering what you would suggest for that.
One of the things I'd be very interested to know is she really digesting and assimilating things well? Many viruses, including the polio virus, can kind of throw a curveball into digestion and assimilation, and then even after the virus is gone, person doesn't know it, but they're not getting in the nutrients they need. Not on purpose, of course, but just because of the side effects of that virus. How old is this individual, ma'am?
She just turned 80.
Ma'am, you've heard me carry on about the absolutely big old study, 3,700 people done at Mayo Clinic, that shows by the time we're 80, our odds are extremely high of having poor digestion and assimilation just because of the passage of time. It's like the ovaries giving up in the 40s and 50s and the testicles slowly declining when a guy is in his 50s, 60s, 70s. Well, the stomach does the same darn thing. It just declines, declines, declines. By the time we're 80, if we're still here, one of the first things to do, if it hasn't been done already, is to check that digestive assimilative system, because without that, we're not going to be around as long as if we can put some repairs into that symptom, ma'am. So considering that she's 80, first thing to do for post-polio syndrome or anything else that a person has to matter is to check their digestion and assimilation, which can be done by what's called gastric analysis and by checking stool specimens for digestive stuff. You will need to be talking to a doctor who's familiar with all of this to get that done, ma'am, but it will help a lot.
To check the digestive system and the assimilation?
Yes, and we check the stomach. Is it making acid? The pancreas, okay, to see if it's making its enzymes, etc. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening and calling, and you can hear the music, and back with you next week.